Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about where faith comes from, and I want to read you Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Here we go. Ready? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again, that's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. We often want to think that faith or unbelief has to do with our circumstances or our environment. Of course, I'm having a hard time trusting God, we like to think. Look at the mess I'm in. Yet the link between our situation or circumstances and our trust in God, it isn't what we might think. In Numbers chapter 13, Moses sent 12 spies into the promised land. They each saw the same things as they surveyed the land, and all came back to give the report to Moses and the nation of Israel. 10 of the spies said that the land was indeed good, just as God had said, yet the enemies of the land were too strong, and taking the land would be a suicide mission. 2 of the spies objected. They presented what you might call the minority report. They agreed that the land was good, just as God promised, but they believed that God would work through them to conquer any enemy in Canaan. They knew if God's word was right about the land, that it was good, he said it was good, and it was good, in fact, then God's word could be proven right about the promise to give them the land. God's word fulfilled gave them the faith to believe God's promise for the future. The 10 and the 2 each saw the same things. They saw the same grapes, they saw the same men, they saw the same land, they saw the same cities. But 2 came back singing in faith, and 10 were filled with a sense of certain doom. It wasn't their experience that made the difference. They had common experiences. No, it was something deeper that made the difference. Ultimately, faith does not spring from circumstances, from environment, from experiences, but it comes from our heart, especially from the work of God's word in our heart. We can blame our unbelief on the difficult times in our life, but really, faith or unbelief are not connected to our circumstances. I can tell you a story that illustrates this. We can think about 2 sons that had a terrible alcoholic father, but each son was different from the other as an adult. One of the sons was a responsible, godly man, successful in family, business, and life. The other became an abusive alcoholic just as his father was. When they were asked why they turned out the way they did, each one had the exact same answer. They both said, "With a father like mine, how could have I turned out any differently?" Listen, today, let's bring ourselves to the God who can change our hearts and not wait for an environment or circumstances or experiences to build faith in us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Spend some time in God's word here today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.